It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me are the world famous Pot Brothers at Law and Mr. Joe Grande, as we are the number one source. And I'm so excited right now. Joe, let us know what's going down on the show.
Well, thank you guys all for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. Make sure you check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com. As like Blue said, we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And call us up anytime. 1-800-420-1980. Okay, the crowd forgot that one already. But make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101, or at pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And before we get the show started, I want to remind everybody and to thank all the bud tenders out there, and to remind you guys about the Bud Tender Awards created by G4 Live with a vision to be the most ambitious and essential cannabis event ever. This show is designed for people that want to take their business to the next level. Join us in Las Vegas in May,
yes.
The 12th through the 14th. We'll be hanging out at the all-new Resort World, and Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker we'll be performing all the way live together for the first time. If you don't go, you don't grow. And I cannot wait for this experience. And as I say that experience and do that little read right there, as I see this little fucker smiling at me right here, and this little fucker is known as a friend of mine now that I love dearly, Senior Keith Allen is joining us today from G4 Live, and Dr. K from the Kush Talk Experience is also here, Dr. K, and of course, Keith Allen. Thank you guys so much. Cadence, it's always a great to have you guys both on the show with us.
We're so grateful to be here. This is amazing. I love coming to see you guys. I truly feel like this is a set of friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And you feel it. You feel it.
What was that song? We're friends.
No.
We're sisters.
Friends.
Yeah.
How many of us have them?
Let's be friends.
Friends.
Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Friends is a word you use every day. And someone tends to use it in the wrong way. Again and again. But the meaning of friends.
So listen, guys, we've got an amazing show coming up, man. And, you know, we've got, you know, obviously Dr. K and the Kush Talk brand as well is with us. So Keith, and you know, I think we helped bring this group together. We wanted to make sure that it was super special, and you know, they were in office today. We're talking about a business and thought, let's get them on the show and discuss what's going on right now. Obviously, Keith, tell us about G4 Live, and then we'll talk about Kush Talk and how we're going to help, you know, put it all together with each other.
Yeah, well, G4 Live is really this amazing event that's come together as an inclusive thing for the whole industry. And as we've grown this event, we've really noticed that a lot of the brands and the bud tenders and just people in the community that are growing this industry.
Yeah, it's growing big. How many bud tenders have been nominated now?
I'm glad you asked that question. Just over 4,000 bud tenders from 37 states and 7 countries. But what's more impressive
is there's
over 40,000 nominations for those bud tenders from individuals who voted for them.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I really love that because we got to meet a young lady from Detroit. I forgot her name off top. What is her name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie was a bud tender from Detroit. And the funny thing is I caught her in the hallway when I was waiting for you, Blue, one time. Girl walks by, solo bowl. And I was like, okay, look at this cutie booty. And I said hi. She said hi. Knocked her head. And then I see her going to the event at G4. Solo bolo. Hey, girl, what's up? What's up? Where are you from? She's like, I'm from Detroit. What do you do? I'm a butt tender. I was nominated.
Yes.
So I came out.
Yes,
dude,
I remember
she
her.
Came out solo. Bolo.
She came by herself.
Cute little girl, right? Like, yeah. And before that, me and her, Pip, my boy Kobe, rest in peace, we're all friends with this. And I told her because she goes, I'm here solo. I go, you're not no more. Remember, I walked her around and introduced her to everybody. Keith, I even introduced you to her.
You did.
I go, this is the guy that's throwing it all. This is the CEO of the spot. And now that you're here alone, you're not alone no more. She came to the penthouse with us.
She
rolled tough. Till this day, we still kick it and talk via text message and this and that. And so my point behind that is I actually got to meet a solo bud tender that went out there because she wanted to reap the rewards of being nominated and going. I don't know if she won or not. I didn't follow up with her afterwards. But it's just great to see these people get nominated and support it and go out.
Yeah. It's really, it's something that you plan an event, right? But you, there's an element to it that's just sort of like you don't know what's going to happen, right? Yeah. And there was something very special about the Budtender Awards that anybody who was in that room who saw the actual, the first year we did the Budtender Awards, there was a movement happening. People were excited. There was passion. There was people reading from, you know, the teleprompters and the hosts, and then people dressed up and there was the red carpet and it was just a vibe.
Sure.
And that transcended into everything else we've done since then.
You know, Keith, I really appreciate, you know, one, just who you are. You know, you're a friend of mine, and I appreciate what you're doing for our community. When we look at, you know, where cannabis is and how, you know, it's a compassionate plant and we bring people together, you're very strategic in making sure that the experience for these people is not just what they've seen everywhere else. It's very disruptive in the sense that, you know, you go to a G4 Live Budtenders Awards and it's just a different beast. And when you've told me that in the past, you've actually sat with me and said, listen, Chris, you know, I'm more interested in making it like the South by Southwest with, you know, being able to cater to people, allowing people to really, you know, get the proper relationships that they need at these events versus just going to events and going, yeah, that was cool, but I didn't get any deals done. So tell us a little bit about your vision and how this all, you know, came about.
Sure. And I appreciate you noticing that. The vision for this was to create an environment where people would have an experience rather than just an expo. So for example, our trade show floor isn't just row after row after row. It's set up like, if you looked at it from above, it would look like a flower budding outward. It's confusing to go into because we want people to get lost in the experience. But we also have photo booths. We serve breakfast, snack, lunch, snack. We have gourmet food. It's not box salads. It's all free.
I don't know if it's because I'm fat though, Keith, and you know, or because I'm just always been a big guy.
Yeah.
To me, all bullshit aside, like, hands down, the best experience I've ever, and when I say ever, I challenge you, Blue, to think of that, ever been to an expo, because it was intimate, but that food experience and vibe.
Yeah.
Like, dog, when I showed up in the morning, because we stayed out till 4:35 in the morning every night, damn near, and then had to be there at 9:30, whatever it is, you had the freaking coffee with the espressos right there for us. And it was open to grab and order for free. So if you got your ticket, it's free, folks. So it's part of the experience. Well, to me, and having that great breakfast with the omelets, the great lunch, the great juices, the great water, everything was just right there for you where it was all in one. And I've never experienced that unless I went for a timeshare fucking bullshit thing. You know what I mean? You go to a timeshare bullshit thing. Here's food. Here's this and that. Here's your 2 hours of a quick 2 hours. You get food and they're trying to slap you on something. This was not being slept on something, but the great food and the experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an ecosystem we've created, right? And this ecosystem is about having the concerts, the parties, the off-property parties where there's consumption and, you know, respecting the rules of being one of the only events in a Las Vegas Strip casino and having the benefits of the casino there for us is with all the experiences they have,
sure,
right? But just this whole vibe that we have from morning until night is what G4 Live is all about, right? And it really has made a big difference for a lot of people because they get good deals done because they're in a great mood, they're fed, they feel great, they're in great spirits. And that vibe, like I was talking about from the Budtender Awards, has transcended into the event. And we hear nothing less than just great deals are done at the event by our sponsors.
Now, if we're not mistaken, this year, you've actually stepped it up even further. Last year, I believe you had Travis Barker, right?
Yeah.
And so can you tell us about some of the artists that you have now and what's going on? Because I think there's something going down that's really magical.
Yeah. Well, in
COVID.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Did I say that loud?
Cough.
Excuse me.
How about you just do that right in my ear? I just got surgery next week, and I'm going to be cool.
You made the comment, so I just read one hard.
You know, and I'm glad you did. Yeah. It's funnier for the listeners.
Well, so we have taken this approach with the artists where, you know, we had Travis perform. He did it with DJ Spider. It was amazing. It was the old DJ AM set that he used to do. And anybody who was there, it was just phenomenal, next level stuff. But we said, okay, what are we going to do for this next year? And we started talking about Snoop, right? And, you know, Joe kind of helped us hook that up. And we got to tease it for a while, but then we were like, well, let's do something special with Snoop and let's consider bringing back Travis, because Snoop Dogg and Travis have never performed together ever. And right now we've got them set for a 75-minute set where they're going to collaborate, work together, perform together. It's just really cool and special. And we're all about, our event is about doing firsts.
Yeah.
You know, we had the first Budtender Awards, Las Vegas Strip Casino. We had, you know, Cypress Hill perform at that event, and that was special. Every year we've done something, we've tried to one-up it and do something special that is just different than any other experience you can get when you go to an event.
I love that. You know, I really appreciate it. Again, it's creating that experience that nobody else does. And like I said, I've never been to a trade show, that you walk in and they give you free drinks and free food. And there's people walking around, literally white glove service, offering you, you know, a plate of, you know, what was it? Beef jerky, chocolate covered beef jerky, or it was, you know, just
rolled almonds and milk chocolate and powdered sugar. And people don't realize that when you get a ticket to G4 Live, and this is my plug, when you get your ticket, they're $389, but that gets you access to all 3 days of the show, food, breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, free Gatorades, amazing. Red Bulls, open bars. You get access to the off-property parties. You get the concert with Snoop and Travis. And you know what? I feel like I have to introduce my friend Caden here because we're talking about doing something very special together.
Heroin in the bathroom?
So,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Well, you want to cough again?
Yeah.
HGH.
Let's bring Caden back from Kush Talk when we get back after this break. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
I set it up.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Y'all know what time it is in here, right?
Dime time!
That's right, folks, it's dime time. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Dime Industry has been a leading trusted source of clean and potent medicine using state-of-the-art hardware, including premium food-grade stainless steel glass, ceramic plates, and enhanced battery life. Plus, they got the Skinny Queen rocking their logo on her legs right now. The 1,000 milligram cartridges are amazing. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on Instagram, dime.industries. If you don't know about Dime, you better find the Skinny Queen because she's making it look like it's dime time.
It always hard time. Dime time, man. So listen, Caden, you know, first of all, you know, Caden and I go back about 20 years, and I think it's you know, important to let people know that because, you know, when you have friends that you can look back and go, look, this guy's been around for a long time. There's not a lot of people that I look that are new faces in the industry that have been around for 20 plus years that have been involved in the cannabis industry like we have. And so Caden is the founder and creator of Kush Talk, also Vader Extracts, Paris OG, and many more to say this, to name a few.
Correct.
Welcome to the show, bud.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Cannabis Talk, I'm very honored to be here. You know, these are things that always forward thinking and that I'm honored to be here as an event that was accepted to be on a global show and especially to be part of this G4 activation. And so that's exactly why I'm here today, is just to excite everybody, to excite brands, to excite bud tenders that there's going to be an activation with Kush Talk at G4 in Las Vegas in May.
Big announcement right there, folks.
You heard it first here.
Say that again, Cadence.
And so we're going to have a major activation with Kush Talk being at G4 in May in Las Vegas. And so what we're doing today is we're just letting all the businesses know, letting all the consumers know that for the people, by the people, that whole element of Dr. K, that smiling face, that thumbs up, that trusted person will be at G4, and make sure that you come by and stop by our section, the Kush Talk Experience. Make sure you stop by Cannabis Talk 101. And we want to just educate people and inform them that there is events like this going on that are Snoop Dogg, Travis Barker, Las Vegas, hundreds of vendors, the convention hall, that we're not this reefer madness anymore, that if you're outside of the industry, please come in and check it out. If you're in the industry, if you're a bud tender, I heard that it's free if you're a bud tender to come in. So make sure you are aware of that and come to these other events, G4 especially. I'll be there. Cannabis Talk will be there. And we want everybody else to be there.
You know, Caden, you know, I appreciate the plug and the, you know, for G4 Live, but let's just, you know, slide back for a second because you've produced festivals for how many years now?
So Kush Talk was in 2016. And then before that I was program directing High Times with Matt Stang. And that started probably about 2010.
Sure.
And then we were doing events before that with Vader, Loud Pack, Green Wolf. You know, we were always doing that together. And so 2016 was Kush Talk, and I seen in the market, and why I started Kush Talk is for the people, by the people. I was seeing that it was a problem in the industry that people weren't necessarily picking up the products that they wanted to get. Companies weren't able to get to the consumers that they wanted to get to. And there was a lost leader in the industry of a free event that's directly to consumer. And so how we started in 2016 was in Van Nuys, California. We had about 1,300 people show up. Yeah. Sorry, 1,300 people registered, 3,000 people showed up. The next events led up to National Orange Show in about 2018, headlining acts like 2 Chainz, Juice Juicy J, Dog Pound Gang, Baby Bash. We've seen 62,000 attendees at that one in 2018. And now we're hosting the event up in Adelanto, California, April 9th. And it's still free. Anyone can be there. And what we're trying to do is just...
Is it all ages?
Cannabis activity and cannabis consumption area is 21 and over. Understand. And so to get into the event, Kush Talk is free and you can be at all ages. We have attractions outside on the parking lot for all ages, but to go into the cannabis activity area, you do need to be 21 over.
You know, speaking of that though, I thought was really cool is that you've incorporated some, drifting and some burnouts and stuff like that in the parking lot, which I thought was really cool because, when you come to an event and you're like, you go there, it's nice to see something different. Yep. I've never really seen the drifting, the racing and that stuff. And I thought that was so amazing. Joe, are you leaving us?
I'm going to leave you guys because I have to go take care of my son and I have a surgery that I have to go to one more doctor's appointment to before I go get my son to take him to soccer. I love you all. And
yes.
I'm sorry
love
I
you,
have
Joe.
To leave
no,
the
thank
show,
you, Joe.
I told you guys
we really didn't want you here anyways.
Exactly. Get the hell out of here, fat bastard. Oh, that's me.
Thank you, Joe. So ultimately though, I look at it, Kaden, and I've watched you evolve and I'll tell you what, I will never forget, and I appreciate you always, allowing me to have your stages or work with your stages and be out there. I mean, when you did the with 2 Chainz and it was 60 some thousand people in the crowd, I was so freaking amazed. I remember just seeing oh, my boy's doing it right now. He's got this ability to be right there and actually throw this event. And I just watched our whole industry shift.
Yep.
You know?
And that's exactly right, Blue. So for an example, we were the third licensee in the state of California, but we were the first event organizer to throw an event in the state of California. And so you will see what is evolving into legal cannabis, legal companies, legal licenses, expanding. How you're saying now we have a drift, a car aspect to it, and we're really trying to cater to people that are not being shunned away, but maybe don't have opportunities and need to find a home. And so that's what we're doing here. Is Kush Talk's providing a home for people that they're accepted no matter what race, no matter what nationality, sex, what you believe in, you're accepted at Kush Talk and it's free. So anyone can come down there and be there.
And now, with G4 Live and Kush Talk Experience coming together,
yep.
And then having, all of us involved, I'm just so excited to see where we end up in the next 3 to 5 years, right? Mm. I mean, it's going to be so interesting because, I've seen, the Bud Tenders Awards grow as well. And being able to fulfill the market and giving people what they really want is super important. And most importantly, though, I think they're doing it with the right people, with you guys.
Yep.
So I really appreciate you guys in the industry for that. Keith, let me ask you this.
Sure.
If you had an opportunity to look at, federal legalizations, mm-hmm. right? Where do you see the industry going on a federal level? Because I know you're a very intelligent mind, and I just want to get your brain process on it.
Well, the company that I was involved with before was in the traditional CPG market, right? Consumer packaged goods. And I see that is the stigma is slowly being removed with events like ours. And we've got President Vicente Fox, who's one of our keynotes. Mike Tyson's going to be at our event. We got Kush Talk. I mean, it's just, you start to look at this event. Blacklist. We got Blacklist, Cannabis Capital,
yep.
Cannabis Talk 101.
Yep.
We just got such great groups of people that are kind of under one roof at our event. I truly feel blessed to have some of the best with us. And when you look at that, the reason why the people are the best of the best is because they're changing the narrative as to what cannabis means to the community. Right? It's not just a weed product. It's not all about 420 and stoners. This is about a plant that has a lot of benefits to a lot of people's lives,
amen.
Whether they smoke it or consume THC or not. I mean, there's just so much to the plant, and we're discovering more things every month. So when it comes to federal legalization, I see that it's going to start migrating into more of the traditional CPG, mm-hmm. consumer packaged goods markets. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's ever going to be a cannabis aisle per se at Target, but I think that having Target partners on board and these bigger, big box, food, drug, mass channels are going to be more involved, and that's a good move.
I don't see Target in per se, but I do see Costco. In my opinion, right now Costco is one of the leading sellers of tobacco. A lot of people don't know that, but they are. They're also one of the leading sellers of alcohol.
Correct.
So, if for me, when you look at distribution through multi-states and you actually look at federal legalization and how it's going to actually be delivered across the country, I think it's almost impossible for a lot of these, you know, smaller companies that don't understand how to, you know, the distribution chain and how to get it out, for them to operate that. So there's probably, I would say, maybe three companies in the whole country that I feel that can really distribute throughout the rest of the world if it really comes down to it. Whereas you have people like Costco, they already have the infrastructure, they just put it in their system and boom, it's gone. You know, what about yourself, Caden? What's your you know, if you had a crystal ball, where would we be?
Well, I mean, I'm heavily involved with city and federal level of cannabis, and so I definitely know that there are projections of the unlimited canopy space in the state of California starting in 2023. So they're going to start unrolling those.
Which is coming really quick.
They're going to start unrolling those licenses. Then you're going to start seeing the big investors getting in. And what I see is how we were talking earlier, so much extra benefit to cannabis. And one product, I don't know their name exactly, but they were creating a hemp type style concrete. And so right away, I was saying, like, that right there is exactly what cannabis is about. That now we potentially could get rid of concrete. We could potentially be changing ecosystems.
Well, it's more durable, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
It's not flammable.
Absolutely.
Right? I was watching that too.
They can grow it in 60, 90 days. Yeah. Here we go. We're producing hemp.
Yeah.
And so that, to me, is the direction Dr. K. Caden would like to see cannabis go, and not just be this... How Keith is saying this marijuana, I'm getting high, we're all having a great time, no stress, no pain.
It's much bigger than that.
Much. And we haven't even begun to dabble in research, development, products that come around that, cars that are built on that, houses that are built on that, you know.
Yeah.
Can I make a quick point too? Because, you know, we were sitting there talking to our buddy Paul Gomez, right?
Yeah, shout out to Paul Gomez.
Shout out to Paul Gomez. And Paul, you know, started a little company called Hurley with Bob Hurley, and then, you know, became the global brand manager for Nike for 10 years. And when we were having that conversation, you know, he's talking about Nike had zero to do with the action sports industry in 2001. Prior to 2001, the surf industry was all about, hey, bro, dude, Spicoli, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you got guys like Kelly Slater come along,
yep.
And you got Nike getting involved, and it started to elevate the industry. And when you look at that, it's very similar to what probably is going to happen with cannabis, yep. Where it's like just changing the view of what people have in their minds. They're pre-programmed to think cannabis is weed, right? But I mean, it's certainly a part of the industry, no question. But the deal is that it's expansive. This is a growing market because the plant is starting to reveal all these new things it can do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's interesting, you know?
And what's great, and the funny part about it is she's literally a growing industry. You know, she's not stopping.
What I tend to look at is this, is that, you know, you have to bless both sides, right? So the side that made it cool, that made it, you know, recreational, that brought it on their backs to get it here kind of thing, is a major part of it.
Yep.
But now as we start to dive deeper into this plant and start to understand that there is medicinal, you know, value, and I come back to this all the time. Our country is very conservative when it comes to bringing medicines to the table. There's no way they would have said medical marijuana in the United States had it not had medicinal value.
Correct.
Wake up.
Correct.
Stop there. Right. Mm-hmm. So when you sit there and have that conversation with me, and I'm, you know, and I've had that conversation. Yeah, you know, I had to have that conversation with my mom.
Yep.
My friends' moms.
Yep.
And in rooms, and they're like, yeah, but they're just getting high, and it doesn't really do anything. And I'm, wait a second. So you're telling me the United States of America, okay, went on record and released it in all these states saying there was medicinal value by calling it medical marijuana, and they're wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I said, wake up.
Correct.
Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, but we're in the United States. We're not trying to do this for a cash grab. They're doing this because there's medicinal value. Now, they're not going to make major claims yet because the research and development's not there. But unfortunately, your mind's still stuck on the illegal side of it, that it's you know, it's just marijuana, it gets you high and this and that. So you're stuck in that lie.
Yep.
But we're in the United States, and they call it medical marijuana for a reason, guys.
Well, and I remember that NIH, the National Institute of Health, published, and I think it was around the year 2003, they stated that cannabis, marijuana, can... It stops the growth of cancer cells.
Sure.
It inhibits the progression of the cell cancer. And so they were not saying that it cures cancer. They were not saying that they're not going to publish this marijuana is the cure, but they will say this medical marijuana leads to stopping the growth of cancer.
You know, and like I said, when you have that, it's that simple for me when I realized it, to start to kind of educate people. Cause I was like, for a long time, it was like, whatever. My dad, on the other hand, was like, go, 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 you know? And so my mom and dad had this fight over it, you know? And it's just like, you know, once it became medical, it was like, huh?
Yep.
And then it was like, and then she heard testimonials, and then she's like, baby, like, oh my God, educate the world. Like, get it out there, which made it less stressful for me that, you know, hey, I'm involved in the cannabis industry, Mom. Pops is involved in it. You hate the fact that Pops is involved in it, and you love that, you know, you hate the fact that he got me involved in it. Yeah. And then now you're looking back at it going, go get it, because I get it, you know. And a lot of people, parents will never change, though.
Correct.
You know, like, especially deep, you know, Hispanic. I'm Puerto Rican. There's Hispanic families that are like, dude, it's poison if you smoke it or use it. But yet they'll use it for medicinal value.
Correct.
The alarm guy that came in our building, right, ADT, and he's like, oh, you guys are in the cannabis. He's like, I want to grow, like, 3 or 4 plants. You know, is that legal in the state of California? I'm like, it absolutely is.
Yep.
You know, and he goes, well, and I go, what, are you smoke weed? He's like, no, but my mom is always trying to find cannabis. And I'm like, for what? And he's like, she smokes. And she's like, no, she uses it in her alcohol.
Yep.
And then she adds in some different, you know, roots and stuff like that. And she uses it for medicine, and Correct. It works like amazing.
Correct.
And I'm like, that's what it's about, though. For some people, right?
And, you know, if you look at, like, for example, at the last G4 Live, we had Brant Pinvidic, you know, was one of our keynote speakers.
Sure.
And he was talking about the comparison of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right? Where it's like, why does Ferris get to have all the fun? He was alcohol, right?
Yep.
And cannabis is, you know, Jeannie, his sister, who ends up in the police station talking to Charlie Sheen about why she can't ditch school. And it's like, if you look back on history around Prohibition, and this is what he was talking about. You know, lobbyists had a lot more power because there was no social media in the 40s and the 50s, right? And
right.
They spent all this money, and why? Because they wanted to squash cannabis and alcohol could thrive.
Correct.
Sure.
And it's like everybody's been programmed to think that alcohol is okay, cannabis is not okay, right?
Does alcohol have medicinal value? I mean, when
not in my life, it doesn't.
I guess if you're putting it on your boo boo, but that's a different alcohol.
And you know? I guess the ignorance is bliss, and it's miseducation, misinformation,
right.
And I see this all the time in other cultures, especially in the Spanish Mexican culture.
Yep.
You will absolutely see them soaking rags, soaking in these alcohol with cannabis trim, and they use that as alleviating ailments and pain. But at the same time, that same person will look to a person like us consuming orally or smoking cannabis and go,
sure.
Whoa.
Taboo, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you go, Grandma, you just had it on your arm an hour ago.
Yeah.
And
it did wonders for you.
And I think that's where people like Keith and myself come in to, and of course, Cannabis Talk 101, to not say that people are ignorant, but to tune them in, educate them, show them what it's really about, and then hopefully they can open up a bright eye to, wow, this is actually what it is. It's not this reefer madness. It's not this, my kid smoking this Cheech and Chong joint in his bedroom. You know, it's more of this.
For sure, guys. Well, it's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back with the High Five with Caden of Kushtalk Experience and Mr. Keith Allen of G4 Live Budtenders Wars. It's Cannabis Talk. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers of Law. And every show we like to give special thanks out to Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Ertissa, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Solar, Nadia, Ali, Trayvon, Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis, and Gabrielle. And don't forget Rocket Seeds, guys.
Rocket Seeds.
Listen, if you're looking for a great seed and you're looking to get into this industry and you want to start somewhere, start with Rocket Seeds, guys. And let me tell you why. One of the things that someone asked me, they said, listen, is it worth start? What should I do? I'm about to start. It was actually the guy on that just came on, right? The ADT guy. And he says, well, you know, what should I do? Should I start with clones or should I start with seeds? And I'm like, well, here's the deal, man. If you start with a clone, you know, you're going to bring in someone else's bugs. You're going to bring in someone else's pesticides. You're going to bring in someone else's strains. You don't really know what you're getting. And unless you have it from a licensed, trusted source. But if you start with the seed, right, you know that you're going to only have your own bugs, your own pesticides, and things of that nature. Because you're going to get them somehow. But you can at least control it. So if you're starting fresh, you're a single, you know, grower, you're going 3 or 4, I would say you have the time. And the first question was, are the lights up, everything else? He's like, no. It's like, just start with the seed, man. So rocketseeds.com, guys, check them out. Now, this is probably one of my favorite parts of the show, you know, and both of you guys have probably done it, but I just love hearing it, and I want to hear it from you guys one more time, guys. And it is called the High Five, guys. So I'm going to ask you, Kaden, first, and then I'm going to go to Keith, and then I'm going to go back first. Boom, boom, boom. You guys ready?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Question number one of the High Five. How old were you the first time you smoked, and where did you get it from?
Okay, I was about 9 years old. And my cousin, to be honest, my father was, my father's been doing this entire life, okay? He's been doing this his entire life. And so I was very in that family and lifestyle. So the age of 9, I was very aware of my family smoking, my uncle smoking. My cousin said to me, and I want to say that it was, you go back to that Cypress Hill or some sort of song was on, and, you know, we got out the bong my cousin had, and I took a hit, and, you know, and that.
Hits from the bong.
I was going to say that was.
I started singing it right
Keith
away.
Started doing it. I had to spit it out, like, hits from the bong.
But I would say, though, too, with that being said, that was the first time I smoked. I would say the first time that I got high, I was probably the age of 13, 14, and I remember smoking out of a wood shop pipe that I made at high school, and I was smoking in the forest, and I just remember, now I'm high. I go, there's a big difference from smoking and being high.
Yes.
You know, and so there's my two there.
Yeah, no, and you know, it's funny you say that, because the first time I smoked, I got high as shit, and I was like, what the hell is going on? A lot of people missed it. I think for the first half of it, I was like, what is this all about? And then it was like, ooh, I feel that. But I kind of had to get away from everybody before it really hit me. And yeah. Keith?
Oh, I was 13 years old, and it was actually my 13th birthday, and my brother and my sister were in my sister's room, and I heard them all laughing, and I kind of was just 13, so I knocked on the door. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, come in here, and I smelt this. I smelt it. I'm like, oh, I think I know what that is. And they just offered me, they're like, ooh, let's get him high. It was like their little science experiment, right? Let's do it. And I took a hit, and they're like, hold it in. They're all watching me, and then I blew it out, and they're like, yes, do it again. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it again. And I'm like, I don't really feel anything. And all of a sudden, as I said anything, I was like, I feel something.
Yeah.
And it was my first time. It was just like warm bath.
Question number two of the High Five. What is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
So me, myself, you know, Dr. K, Kaden here, Kush Talk, I love the bong. I am a huge fan. And I'm going to say, and it's this spiritual thing, and people will find me crazy, but it's this earth with the weed, the wind with the air, the fire with the lighter, the water with the bong. And when you can get that earth, wind, fire, and water all together in the same combustible experience, to me that is just like, it's this whole ritual, and you're getting high and you're feeling it, but of course everything but the bong to me.
Yeah
Keith?
For me, it's all about environment. It's about where you're at, what you're doing. So I would say, not to give a plug here, but I just love Rove products. So Rove vapes,
shout out to Rove.
But
shout out to Joe.
Yeah, love Joe. I also do love the bong as well. My brother here, Caden, said it perfectly, but I love it with ice and the cold water and clean, and just that clean hit.
Yep.
And, you know, I do have to give one plug to a company that doesn't even know I'm doing this for them. Vessel just made a new, like a one hitter, but it's you unscrew it and it's got like all these coils inside that diffuses all the heat, and you don't cough. It's like a bong in a little pipe.
Like a vaporizer almost?
No, it's just a one hitter. What's more like four hitter? You can just, you know, pack some green in there, and then when you hit it, it's like normally in those short little things, little pipes, it just burns, you know, you're kind of just doing it in your car to where you go to a concert, whatever. But this one is this little vessel device, and it's unbelievable. And you unscrew it, and it's got these little coils, and it diffuses all the heat. I'm not sure what their mechanism is. I have no association with the company.
Sure.
But someone gave vessel. That to me, and I checked it out, and I was like, this thing's dope.
Nice, dude.
Yeah,
nice.
Love it.
Question number three of the High Five. Craziest place you've ever used or smoked cannabis? Kaden Kushdog experience.
Jeez, I'd have to think for a minute, because I have smoked everywhere. So I would really have to think for a minute. But it's kind of like those Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson's getting high at the White House type of experiences. But, I mean, I would say that I've been in city halls, you know, to prove points. I've been with Dr. William Eidelman. Thank God for all the work that you've done. And we've stood on city halls in Los Angeles and given out weed, sparked joints. You know, I there's so many, but just imagine the Snoop Dogg and Willie on the top of the White House and getting high. It's like those type of experiences. Barry Williams' house, Greg Brady with the president of Fox and passing them a joint for the first time. Be like, hey man, try it. It's cool. I'm Dr. K. Like, yeah. I'm not going to tell anybody, you know? Yeah, and so experiences like that, maybe getting people high for the first time or, you know, that is really where the experience is more than just in the White House or something like that. Like, oh wow, we got Bruce Willis high. And I remember Bruce Willis at the Mondrian and he's with me and Be Real and he's unscrewing the light bulb like, no, paparazzi can't see me, you know, and he takes the hit. So experience is more like that, I guess, with myself than where is like who and when. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yep. Keith?
I think the craziest place I've ever smoked was in the ER.
love it.
Quick story. I was with my brother. We were driving through the 3rd Street Promenade parking lot, and we had picked up some girls. We were just all going to go hang out and drink and party some more after the club. And he had a convertible Jeep, and I kind of sat up to fix my jeans because we're all squished in this Jeep. And you know when you're driving through this parking structure, those huge cement beams? And boom, it scraped the top of my head, and I was like, oh, I'm okay. And I removed my hand, and there was just blood everywhere. And they're like, no, you're not. So they rushed. No. So they wrapped this towel and put it on my head, and I'm in the ER, and with my brother, and they remove the towel, and this pipe falls out of the towel that was in the back of the car. And when they walked out, my brother and I just took a hit from it.
Nice, dude. What a fantastic. And then did they bust you?
No. They smelt it, but the lady just said, I suggest you don't do that here.
Yes.
That's literally what she said to me. I'll never forget it. Very vivid.
Very nice. Question number four, the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
You know, right, and it changes all the time, but right now I guess I'm on a pistachio macadamia nut.
Yeah.
I have some ice Hawaiian mac. Oh, of course. Yeah. Since the invention of Postmates, there is no stopping of late night snacks. Man, you know, I'll get a Sunday ice cream at 11 o'clock at night.
Love
you
it.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, you'll find it.
I would say right now my kick is the nut, the pistachio and the macadamians is
fantastic.
Where I'm at right now. Yeah.
And Keith?
Well, last time I was here, I told you guys, it's all ice cream. I told you guys I like the Netflix and chill was my favorite flavor, but I always go back to my grassroots, which is Haagen-Dazs cookies and cream.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
That's just the go-to when you come back. It's real consistent. Like, let me get that. Kind of sets the palate again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then how about not even just the snack? I was, not to plug a pizza, and I won't, but a pizza joint that's very famous, and I just don't know. I took a hit, and then I just had that sauce, and I went, man, the weed just made it a million times better. Yeah,
your whole cheeks are just all frozen. Question number five of the high five. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Mm.
Kaden?
Dead or alive? Jeez, you know, gosh. I'd love to smoke. You know, my father smoked with Bob Marley.
Yes.
And we've smoked with his children together, and we've told the story. My father, our sons.
I've smoked with his children as well.
And so I love that. You know, I'd love to go like way out of the box too. You know, like a Leonardo da Vinci or somebody like Mona. Just stand there. You know, okay. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Fucking. This is you know, I'm doing the Mona right now. You know, just something where it's just way outside the box. I just you know, smoke with somebody like that. You
That's
know,
fantastic.
The Da Vinci's,
the Da Vinci's.
Yeah, you know. What are you whipping up? You know, I'm whipping up this helicopter. Man, you're fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
what are you doing?
And Keith?
You know, this one isn't trying to be clever, but Milton Berle. I just felt like I got to smoke a cigar once with him, and he was such an interesting character that, like, if I could go back and smoke that cigar with him, I may have just said, hey, let's light a joint first.
Let's fire up a joint.
Yeah.
So listen, Keith, you know, before we get out of here, obviously, you know, is there anything else you want to say before we get on out of here?
Yes, I would like to say that I always like to express my gratitude. It's what I start my day with. It's what I end my day with. And, you know, I get to do it in the middle of the day with my good friends here. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to have this experience, to be on the show with you, Blue.
Thank you.
But more importantly, for the introductions you've made here with Kaden and just this opportunity we have with Kushstock and all of our other great partners. We really have watched this event grow from something that was nerve-wracking and crazy, and people don't understand that when you plan these events,
they don't.
you literally lose sleep. There's just such an emotional experience behind it, and you know, to get where we are sitting here today with the amount of amazing people in the team that I've got surrounded by me, I rest at peace.
And I just want to build on that just a little bit. And they don't even have an understanding, like how we were saying the 60,000 attendee event with 2 Chainz. I remember heavily crying in the shower, probably the day before, going, is anybody going to show up?
Oh, yeah.
Is anyone going to show up to this thing?
Yeah.
You know, and just emotion pouring out of me.
Yeah.
And then that feeling of when I show up and there's literally thousands of people waiting to get in, and you go, man, they believe in it.
They showed
they,
up.
They showed that you build it, they'll come, you know? And I'm proud of people like Keith. I'm proud of us being here and not here, you know, not here. I'm glad that we're here. You know, exactly. And thank whatever you believe in, thank them for it.
Well, thank you, Caden. Guys, I just want to make sure that all of you remember Las Vegas, May 11th through the 14th. It's the Bud Tenders and Kush, G4 Live, Bud Tenders Awards, and Kush Talk Experience all coming together with Cannabis Talk 101 at Resorts World. Remember, Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker will be there performing live, guys. And if you don't go, you don't grow, man. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.